Before the hearing, and just for the sheer fun of it, the Ada police informed Ron that Dennis Fritz had finally made a full confession that implicated both of them in the rape and murder. The shocking news sent Ron off the deep end. Dennis was sitting quietly with Greg Saunders at the defense table, looking over some documents, waiting for the hearing to begin. Ron was sitting nearby, still handcuffed and shackled and glaring at Fritz as if he wanted to choke him. Suddenly and without warning, Ron bolted out of his chair and began screaming at Fritz, who was just a few feet away. A table went flying through the air and landed on Barney's assistant, Linda. Dennis jumped up quickly and moved near the witness stand as the guards tackled Ron.
"Dennis, you no good lousy son of a bitch!" he screamed. "We're gonna settle this right now!"
His deep, husky voice boomed around the courtroom. Barney got hit and fell out of his chair. The guards grabbed Ron, tackled him, and tried to subdue him. He was kicking and thrashing about like a madman, and the guards had their hands full. Dennis, Greg Saunders, and the court personnel quickly backed away and gawked in disbelief at the sight of the pileup in the middle of the courtroom. It took several minutes to subdue Ron, who was bigger than any of his guards. As they dragged him away, Ron spewed a vile stream of vulgarities and threats at Fritz. When the dust settled, the tables and chairs were rearranged, and everyone took a deep breath. Barney didn't see the brawl, but he knew he'd been in the middle of it. He rose and said, "I want the record to show that I am now making an application to withdraw. That boy won't cooperate with me at all. If he was paying me, I wouldn't be here. I can't represent him, Judge. I just can't do it. I don't know who's going to, but I can't. And if I can't get relief here, I'm going to see if I can't get it from the Court of Criminal Appeals. I'm not going to put up with this. I'm too damned old for it, Judge. I don't want anything to do with him, under any circumstances. I have no idea about his guilt. That has nothing to do with it. But I'm not going to put up with this. The next thing you know, he'll be thumping on me, and when he does, he's in bad trouble. And I'll probably be in worse trouble." To which Judge Miller quickly replied, "Counsel's motion will be overruled." It was heartbreaking for Annette and Renee to watch their brother act like a madman and to see him dragged around in chains. He was sick and needed help. A long stint in an institution with good doctors who could get him well. How could the state of Oklahoma put him on trial when he was so obviously sick? Across the aisle, Peggy Stillwell watched the madman and shuddered at the image of the violence he had inflicted on her daughter.